Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Big system pushing rain across North Carolina right now. I'll show you how it will affect your morning commute and how long we'll be stuck with the rain today.
We're tracking your wet morning commute in the WRAL Storm Tracker today. Just ahead, a live look at road conditions.
And a Biden-Trump matchup for the White House is all but certain as Super Tuesday results come in. That is sources say Nikki Haley planning to officially suspend her campaign this morning.
One of the closest watched governor's races in the country is right here in North Carolina. We will hear from Josh Stein and Mark Robinson as both turn their attention to the general election in November. Yes, we are wrapping up that Super Tuesday as we work into our Wednesday here. Happy hump day to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. Weather-wise, the rain is here. Moving in. You can see it coming down here behind us at Dix Park. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has a look at the big picture. That's a big system.
It is. Lots of rain. I'm stretching from Nashville, Tennessee, all the way to our coast. And a little bit of lightning and thunder with this. We could see a rumble of thunder or two, but the thunderstorms should not be widespread across our area. Let's zoom in and take a closer look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. There's still a few areas that aren't seeing a whole lot of rain in the middle of the viewing area, but that gap is going to close up here pretty quickly as we're seeing all that rain back to our west, pushing on in. Southern Pines, Carthage, Siler City, Pittsburgh, Sanford, all the way over toward Dunn, Benson, getting ready to move on up into Anger. We're seeing some rain around the triangle. And then along and east of I-95, that's starting to spread a little farther west too across most of Nash County and down through Wilson County as well. We take a look at Futurecast and we continue to see that rain spreading eastward, and some of that will be heavy at times. You can see the yellow and orange shaded contours there. That's where the rain's likely to be heavy, maybe a rumble of thunder. By the time we get to 3 or 4 o'clock, it starts to become more scattered. We still could see some rain during the evening commute, but it wouldn't be as heavy and steady as what we're going to see this morning. It does likely continue all the way until, say, 11 or 12 o'clock tonight with a cold front coming through much later on. 100% chance this morning, tapering off to a 30 to 50% chance during the evening commute. Take a live look at Fayetteville, where it's been raining for a couple of hours now. Our temperatures across the viewing area are mostly in the mid-50s, and we climb into the low 60s for this afternoon. With a pretty long duration of rain, I'll show you how much we'll actually see in the rain gauges. Plus, we'll check in on Saturday's system coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 8:02 right now. We're following some delays on the northbound side of 147, heading away from the 885 interchange toward downtown Durham. There's a crash reported right around Fayetteville Road. We're now looking at a 22-minute backup between 885 and I-85. If you can pick up 147 northbound from Fayetteville Road, Mangum Street there downtown, you'll be on the other side of those delays and in good shape heading out toward Hillendale and beyond. Some of the other problems that we're following right now around the triangle, some pretty big backups on 40 westbound heading away from the airport into the RTP area and South Durham. Delays begin between aviation and airport, continue through the 540 interchange. We had an earlier crash at Page Road over on the right shoulder. It looks like police have left the scene there, but we're still seeing some lingering delays. Also, look out for a ramp delay on 540 westbound between Aviation Parkway and the I-40 interchange. Very heavy delays coming in from Wake Forest this morning on southbound Capitol Boulevard. About a 15-minute backup between 98 down to the 540 interchange. Also, about a 9-minute backup on southbound 401 from Rollsville. Not getting any indications that we're seeing crashes out there. Looks like this is just congestion. If you're getting ready to head out, remember, you can listen to us live on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and through Wake County. I'll let you know as things start to clear up there. Coming in from Fuquay toward Garner on 401 northbound, an earlier crash around Old Stage Road appears to be well in the clearing stages at this point, but we're still seeing some lingering backups. An 8-minute slowdown overall as you head into Garner. Once you get to Old Stage Road, you're in good shape heading on up into South Raleigh. Around the rest of the triangle, our major routes looking pretty typical for this point in the morning commute. Look out for some backups in either direction of 885 between I-40 and 147. That rain's starting to move in from the west, and we're seeing some wet roads in many areas, including in Lee County. Want to check in with the WRAL Storm Tracker on the road north of Sanford. Kelsey Coffey in the passenger seat. Kelsey, how's it looking?
Brian, well, the rain hasn't exactly been heavy here in Sanford, but it's definitely been steady throughout the morning since we've been here. So we'll give you a live look at the roads right now. Again, just a little bit of light rain. If you are headed out the door today, just give yourself a little bit of extra time for your morning commute because you want to make sure that you're slowing down and watching your speed. Slick roads really are all across our viewing area, so be mindful of that before you head out. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Sanford.
And some breaking news this morning. Sources close to Nikki Haley confirmed she's planning to officially suspend her campaign later this morning. And now we're getting a clearer picture of what the races will be in the general election in November. The presumptive matchup for the White House between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is all but official. Trump easily won all but one of the Republican races that were held across the country Tuesday, including here in North Carolina, where he beat Nikki Haley by 50 percentage points. And Biden running unopposed here in North Carolina got more than 87% of the Democratic votes.
Mark Robinson and Josh Stein are now getting ready to go face to face to become the next governor of North Carolina. Stein won the Democratic nomination with nearly 70% of the vote. Robinson won the Republican primary with close to 65%. Speaking to supporters, both Stein and Robinson had very different messages for their voters.
Removing agendas from the classroom and getting back to classical education, reading, writing, and mathematics.
You better believe that Robinson's extreme views would scare away business and good-paying jobs. We've been down this road before here.
The race is expected to be one of the most closely watched governor's races in the country in November, and both parties see the candidates' positions as possible tipping points in the presidential race. Former President Trump has endorsed Robinson.
A runoff could be in the future for one of the Triangle's hotly contested primary races. We're talking about the 13th Congressional District, which includes Johnston County and parts of Wake, Wayne, and Harnett counties. WRAL's Laura Levine explains no one got enough votes to secure the nomination.
The newly drawn congressional district here, as we know, is a highly watched one. So as those voters began leaving precincts like this one and the votes started adding up, it became clear that the top two finishers could face each other in a runoff. Local attorney Kelly Daughtry received more votes than any other candidate in the GOP's 13th congressional district primary, but failed to receive enough votes to automatically secure the party's nomination. She received 27% of the vote and 7,000 more votes than the second place finisher, former federal prosecutor Brad Knott. Daughtry and Knott were considered favorites to win the GOP nomination. Knott received 18% of the vote. But if no candidate receives more than 30%, the second place finisher can request a runoff election against the top vote getter. Knott and his campaign did not respond to our requests and our questions for comment about his plans last night. A runoff would take place May 14th, and then the winner of the GOP primary will face Democrat Frank Pierce in November. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Wake County.
One big Super Tuesday surprise, state school superintendent Kathy Truitt lost in the Republican primary to a political newcomer with a controversial background. Truitt here on the left and Michelle Morrow on the right both traded accusations over the course of the campaign. As state superintendent, Truitt guided the post-pandemic learning recovery efforts and pushed for positioning schools to better prepare students for the workforce, college, and military. As we mentioned, Morrow is considered a far-right candidate. She was at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th attack. Also, her children have not attended any North Carolina public schools. They've been homeschooled. And taking a look at this race by the numbers, Michelle Morrow, the projected winner, 52% of the vote to Truitt's almost 48%. On the Democratic side, Maurice Greene dominated that race against two other candidates, garnering 66% of the vote. Katie Eddings finished distant second, almost 25% of the vote. Greene and Morrow will face off in the November 5th general election, and this race will be one to watch. We'll be on top of it every step of the way.
And WRAL's election coverage goes beyond the numbers. Our NC Capitol team will be back at work today analyzing the numbers and putting the trends into context for you. You can look for updates throughout the day on the WRAL News app. Following some breaking news, crews in Knightdale are working to fix a gas line break this morning. It's all happening at the North Smithfield Road and Forestville Road intersection, just north of the town hall there. Nick Perlin was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as crews work to fix that gas line.
Well, crews have been at this intersection in Knightdale since about 1 this morning trying to fix that gas leak. Now take a look at this video. This is from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see crews digging into the ground trying to fix this leak. We have been told that this leak doesn't appear to be a threat to people who live nearby, and traffic has been flowing smoothly through the intersection. Officials are still trying to figure out what caused this gas leak. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Knightdale, Nick Perlin, WREL News.
Breaking news this morning. A man is in the hospital after he was hit by a car while trying to make a U-turn while on a lawnmower. This happened just before 11 o'clock last night on NC 87 North near Fayetteville. Officials would not comment on the man's condition, but did confirm he is alive. No word on the driver's condition or if any charges will be filed.
And two people are in the hospital after this crash outside of an ABC store in Wendell. This is video from the WREL breaking news tracker. It all happened on Rollsville Road last night. A woman whose car was hit told WREL the driver of the car in the ditch had a medical emergency behind the wheel. She hit four cars and one man in the parking lot. We are still trying to get the conditions of the two people who were sent to the hospital.
10 after 8 right now on your Wednesday. Just ahead, doctors are raising red flags about an increase in lung cancers in people who have never smoked. The odorless culprit health experts are warning you about could be lurking everywhere we go.
Plus, family planning clinics in Alabama could soon be able to resume IVF treatments. The new law state lawmakers are voting on to protect medical professionals from civil and criminal penalties.
And rain spreading across the viewing area. Almost everybody's seeing it right now. It's fairly light, but as we get through the next several hours, it may become heavy at times. I'll show you how long it hangs around our area.
Welcome back. You were taking a live look at a very rainy Rocky Mount Mills this morning. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Most of us look like this morning. We're seeing that widespread rain that'll go on most of the day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look around town. It's pretty gray out there.
It is gray out there, and we're seeing rain in all of these cameras. So Goldsboro seeing some showers. Apex, we have some rain falling, as well as Chapel Hill and in Fayetteville. It's been falling in Fayetteville for a while now, and yeah, it was really pouring over there in Rocky Mount. This low pressure system is what's pushing all this rain in our direction. We're going to see this warm front lifting northward. There's been a little bit of lightning and thunder along this warm front, but most of that heads into eastern North Carolina and not our viewing area. Some of our southeastern counties could see a few rumbles of thunder, but it doesn't look like we'll see any severe storms. We still have a few pockets, say from Johnston County northward up to I-85, where we're not seeing as much rain, but a lot of folks are seeing at least some steady to even heavy showers right now. From Lillington toward Dunn, Sanford, Siler City, on up into Person County. A little bit of a break there in the triangle right now, but or at least in Raleigh. And then Wilson, Rocky Mount, Enfield, all the way up to Roanoke Rapids. Henderson and Lewisburg, a little bit on the drier side right now. But all that rain is going to continue to fill in. You can see that here on Futurecast as it all lifts northward through the morning. And from time to time, it is going to be heavy. You can see those pockets there, yellow and orange. That's an indication of some heavier rain. By the time we get to the evening commute, for the most part, it becomes just scattered or light, but we may have another round that comes through during the evening when a cold front crosses our area. Let's jump ahead and talk about Saturday. Thursday looks nice with partly cloudy skies, but we're looking at the potential for some rain late Friday night into early Saturday. Just like yesterday, the bulk of the heaviest rain is likely to be from Raleigh southward. This is lunchtime on Saturday, and we'll push it on out through the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock, and it's not likely to be until maybe closer to midnight before it completely clears. But right now, it looks like it should be sunny on Sunday, so if you're heading outside over the weekend, Sunday's going to be your best bet. 100% chance of rain for today and an 80% chance on Saturday. It looks like in both cases, today and Saturday, our rainfall amounts could be fairly significant. In some places, 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch, maybe a little bit more than that today, depending on where you are. And then same thing again on Saturday, we could end up with maybe an inch to 1.5 inches in some places. This is a look at the total for the next 5 days. So some significant amounts of rain with those two systems together. A cool 63 today, but beautiful tomorrow, 70 degrees and mostly sunny. And then 60s through the weekend. Of course, Saturday looks wet for the bulk of the day. A few scattered thunderstorms, too, in the afternoon on Saturday. Then we spring forward and end up with a lovely day on Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday. Brian?
Elizabeth, now that we're seeing those wet roads, really starting to see an uptick in the number of crashes. Going to take you to downtown Durham. This is a live look at 147 at Briggs Avenue. Heading northbound on 147, you're going to run into some solid delays from 885 all the way out to Fayetteville Road. There's a report of a crash right around Fayetteville Road. We have an 18-minute delay showing up on that northbound side of 147. Want to zoom into that area, show you the extent of those backups. Starting to see a little bit of that backing up onto the northbound side of 885 before you hit that 147 split. Then it's solidly backed up to Fayetteville Road. Once you get through Mangum Street and Roxborough Street out toward downtown Durham, traffic's flowing freely. If you can pick up 147 northbound from downtown Durham, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Look out for a crash with injuries just in on the west side of Raleigh at Hillsborough Street near Gorman Street. Seeing some heavy delays, especially on that northbound side of Gorman Street approaching the Hillsborough Street intersection. Also getting reports of a crash in Cary, leaving Apex heading toward Cary there on 64 eastbound. Just before you get to the US 1 Tryon Road interchange, pretty heavy backups there from Lake Pine Drive out toward US 1. If you're getting ready to head out, remember you can listen to us live on the radio for those breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts on your way to work. 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Back to our Super Tuesday wrap up here in the race for state auditor. The Republican nomination will likely come down to a runoff. No candidate reached the 30% threshold required to claim victory. Jack Clark got about 23% of the vote to lead the way among the six candidates. Dave Bullock finished about one percentage point behind him. He has the option now of requesting a runoff between him and Clark. Jeff Jackson is the winner of the Democratic primary for attorney general. He beat his closest challenger, Satana DeBerry, by more than 20 points. Jackson will face off with fellow Congressman Dan Bishop in November for the position. Both Jackson and Bishop chose to run for attorney general over re-election to the House.
Access to in vitro fertilization in Alabama could resume as early as tomorrow. Today, state lawmakers are scheduled to vote on a bill that protects IVF clinics from civil and criminal penalties if frozen embryos are damaged. This comes after Alabama's Supreme Court ruled last month that a frozen embryo is a child. At least three clinics have paused IVF treatments in order to avoid any penalties. Alabama's governor expects the bill to be passed and will sign it into law tonight or tomorrow.
It is widely reported smoking cigarettes is the number one risk for lung cancer. Now, smoking rates are declining, and health experts say non-smokers are developing lung cancer more often. Ted Lindner takes a look at why this is the case and how you can keep your family safe.
You may not be surprised that cigarette smokers are 15 to 30 times more likely to get lung cancer than those who don't smoke, according to the CDC. But an uptick in new lung cancer cases among non-smokers is putting health experts on high alert.
We're finding now 15 or 20% of all lung cancers are occurring in people who've done everything right. They've never smoked, they've exercised, they've eaten right, and they still get lung cancer.
The potential culprit? Long-term exposure to radon gas.
It's thought to be the number one cause of lung cancer in never smokers.
Radon gas has no odor or color and could be lurking in homes, schools, businesses, and more.
Radon is a product of decomposition of radioactive things in the soil, which then percolates up through the soil and tends to concentrate in people's basements and from there throughout the house. And when people breathe it in, that's when the radon causes the damage to your lung, which can lead to lung cancer.
Because radon's effects on your lungs can take decades to result in the disease, you could be suffering in silence. A growing number of doctors suggest testing your home for elevated levels of the gas. And because early detection can save lives, don't wait to have your lungs x-rayed if you have symptoms that aren't going away with treatment.
If you detect lung cancer when it's restricted to a small nodule in the lung, then stage one, the cure rate can be 90 or 95%.
Lindner reporting there. North Carolina is less than a week away from legal online sports gambling. It could be fun and exciting for some, but experts say you should still be careful. Health experts say young adult men, especially those in college, are most at risk of developing addictive behaviors. A psychology teacher from UNC explains at that age, the reward center and decision-making parts of the brain are just not fully developed yet.
Brain that tells them maybe this is not the best idea, or let's think about inhibiting our initial impulses, let's think about exerting some self-control, that's still relatively immature. So you have kind of this drive to seek out reward, less immature kind of top-down control of that process.
Feeling restless or irritable when you can't gamble and the inability to stop gambling are signs of gambling addiction. If you or a loved one may need some support, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER.
About 2 to 3% of Americans are considered to have mild or moderate gambling problems. And today we'll hear from the folks who will be monitoring your sports betting behavior very closely in an effort to help. Join us for that here on WREL News tonight at 7 o'clock. And coming up for us here at 8, the Mega Millions jackpot rising again. We'll tell you how much a lucky winner could receive in Friday's drawing and the big Powerball jackpot up for grabs tonight. Plus, spring break trips are almost here, and it could mean higher prices at the gas pump. We'll explain why experts are expecting a rise in gas prices.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Rainy start to our Wednesday. It's going to be like that much of the day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us how big this system is.
Lots and lots of rain with this one. It's pushing all that rain toward us. A few lightning bolts along this warm front, which is likely to end up mainly in eastern North Carolina. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm, especially in our southeastern counties. Rain pushing in across the region right now, up and down the I-95 corridor, and then from Raleigh westward and down into the Sandhills is mostly where we're seeing it right now. But 100% chance this morning. It does back off by the evening commute just to a few scattered showers. So the going may be a little bit easier at that point. Lots of rain falling in Sanford right now. It is pouring with the water on the camera lens. So if you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, it's probably going to be pretty wet. But this evening, we may get a nice break in the precipitation around 6 or 7 o'clock. Highs in the low 60s. Brian?
Wet roads and a lot of crashes this morning, including some big delays through downtown Durham on 147 northbound, an 8-minute backup from 885 all the way out toward the Fayetteville Road interchange, where they're working to clear a crash. If you can pick up 147 northbound from downtown Durham there, you should be in pretty good shape. Also look out for some delays building on the northbound side of 885 approaching that I-40 interchange. Elsewhere around the triangle, watching some backups out by the NC State campus with a crash on Hillsborough Street near Gorman Street, a serious crash period apparently with injuries, and a crash in Cary on 64 eastbound near US 1 and Tryon Road.
Thanks, Brian. The matchup to replace Roy Cooper as North Carolina's governor is now official. Attorney General Josh Stein won the Democratic nomination with nearly 70% of the vote. And on the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson got nearly 65% of Tuesday's votes. Next on Fox 50, a man is hurt this morning after he was hit while driving a lawnmower near Fayetteville.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
Lots of rain out there. We're going to see this for a good chunk of the day today. I'll show you when it begins to lighten up and how it could affect your morning and evening commutes.
Today, we will learn if the top two finishers in the race for the 13th Congressional District will face each other again in a runoff. Just ahead, I'm breaking down the latest results and what happens next.
Plus, the Mega Millions jackpot getting bigger and better for a lucky winner. That big number is not reached after no one won last night's big prize. $2 in a dream. You never know. Go play. You heard it here first. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And if not, you know, you just stay in bed today and have some other dreams, you know, with this.
With
it's
the
a
rain.
Nice pull the covers up kind of day with the rain coming through here. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. pretty much everybody's going to get a taste of this today.
We are. This whole thing, we took a look at it. It's huge, stretching all the way down into Tennessee and back into the deep south. So lots of rain coming our way. It's been on the scattered side this morning. Some of it has been fairly heavy there along the I-95 corridor, but a lot of it is just patchy and light at the moment. But there's plenty of it that is coming our way as we get through the day today. Sanford seeing plenty of rain, as well as Lillington. We have wet conditions in Apex, Durham, Chapel Hill, and on up toward Person County. And then from Wilson up through Rocky Mount, Enfield, and Roanoke Rapids, we're seeing plenty of rain there too. Futurecast continuing to show this rain pushing in and becoming heavy at times at some points on and off during the day. An isolated thunderstorm is not completely out of the question. And then a front will come through. This is a brand new run of the model that's a little bit wetter during the evening commute, but I think that we'll probably be fairly scattered at that point. So there'll still be some rain during the evening commute, but it may not be as steady to heavy as what we'll see, say, mid to late morning. And then we take a look at our chances of rain again, 100% up through, say, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It does taper back a little bit later on this evening. We check out Clayton. It is wet here. We have just some light showers that are falling in Clayton right now. 56 degrees, the current temperature. And hour by hour, we do climb into the low 60s for highs this afternoon. So it'll be cool with the clouds and the rain. It's not our only chance of rain this week. Still watching Saturday. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now, Elizabeth, and we're still watching those delays on the northbound side of 147. We have a crash getting cleared right now from the Fayetteville Street interchange there heading into downtown Durham, but some heavy backups from 885 out to the downtown exit. It's about an 8-minute delay overall. If you can pick up 147 northbound from Fayetteville or from Mangum Street, you'll be in good shape heading from there on out to the west side of Durham. And because of those backups on 147, we're seeing some heavy northbound delays as well. It's starting to back up onto those northbound lanes of 885, about a 12-minute delay overall from I-40 up to that 147 interchange. Look out for a 4-minute delay right there at the merge on 885 southbound heading through the 147 area. Looks like they're getting this crash cleared from Hillsborough Street near Gorman Street in the west part of Raleigh on the NC State campus. We are watching some backups though, leaving Apex heading toward Cary on 64 eastbound. A crash right around the US 1 Tryon Road interchange. Delays begin around Laura Duncan Road through the Lake Pine Drive area. So expect some backups in that section of Wake County. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking okay overall on major routes. Still pretty congested, though, coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. And the roads are starting to get wetter in the triangle as that rain pushes in from the south and west. The WREL Storm Tracker is on the road this morning, keeping an eye on that commute. We're going to head out to US 1 in Apex and Kelsey Coffee. And I know that y'all are stuck in just some usual congestion there on the northbound side.
Yeah, Brian, just the usual congestion that we're seeing. I know that you mentioned before that there were some crashes across our viewing area, but really what we're seeing right now, it looks like it's just some plain old road congestion, which is normal during this time of the morning commute. Here, we'll also give you a look now at the roads, just really a little bit of drizzle, not too much heavy rain, but we have seen some rain consistently throughout the morning, but it really isn't that heavy. So just be mindful of that as you are headed out of the door today. Kelsey Coffee, WREL News, live in Apex.
Breaking news we've been following the last couple of hours. Nikki Haley is suspending her campaign. She'll make that announcement official later this morning, according to people familiar with her plans. The presumptive matchup between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is now all but confirmed. Trump easily won all but one of the Republican races held across the country Tuesday, including here in North Carolina.
And Trump took about 3/4 of the Republican vote here, beating Nikki Haley by more than 50 points. The results were similar across the country, with the lone exception of an upset win for Haley in Vermont. Speaking to his supporters last night in Florida, Trump talked about unifying the party and the country.
We have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent, and we want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly. And I have been saying lately, success will bring unity to our country.
And with his projected Super Tuesday wins, Trump now has more than 1,000 of the 1,215 delegates needed to officially secure the nomination. Haley has just 92.
President Joe Biden won North Carolina's Democratic primary. He was unopposed, getting more than 87% of the vote, with roughly 12% of voters choosing no preference, which is an ongoing protest about President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
And the matchup to replace Roy Cooper as North Carolina's governor is now official. Attorney General Josh Stein won the Democratic nomination with nearly 70% of the vote. And on the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson got nearly 65% of Tuesday's votes. A runoff could be in the future for one of the Triangle's hotly contested primary races. We're talking about the 13th congressional district, which includes Johnston County and parts of Wake, Wayne, and Harnett counties. WREL's Laura Levine explains no one got enough votes to secure the nomination.
The newly drawn congressional district here, as we know, is a highly watched one. So as those voters began leaving precincts like this one and the votes started adding up, it became clear that the top two finishers could face each other in a runoff. Local attorney Kelly Daughtry received more votes than any other candidate in the GOP's 13th congressional district primary, but failed to receive enough votes to automatically secure the party's nomination. She received 27% of the vote and 7,000 more votes than the second place finisher, former federal prosecutor Brad Knott. Daughtry and Knott were considered favorites to win the GOP nomination. Knott received 18% of the vote. But if no candidate receives more than 30%, the second place finisher can request a runoff election against the top vote getter. Knott and his campaign did not respond to our requests and our questions for comment about his plans last night. A runoff would take place May 14th, and then the winner of the GOP primary will face Democrat Frank Pierce in November. Laura Levine, WREL News in Wake County.
And WREL's election coverage does not stop here. Today, we'll be taking a deeper dive into the context and what these results could mean moving forward. Look for updates from our NC Capitol team throughout the day on WREL and on the WREL News app.
Breaking news, crews in Knightdale are working to fix a gas line that broke this morning. That is happening North Smithfield Road and Forestville Road, just north of the town hall there. And Nick Perlin was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker as crews worked to fix that line.
Well, crews have been at this intersection in Knightdale since about 1 this morning trying to fix that gas leak. Now, take a look at this video. This is from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. You can see crews digging into the ground trying to fix this leak. We have been told that this leak doesn't appear to be a threat to people who live nearby, and traffic has been flowing smoothly through the intersection. Officials are still trying to figure out what caused this gas leak. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Knightdale, Nick Perlin, WREL News.
And new into the WREL Live Center, you see the headlines right here. Music publishers' copyright lawsuit against X will proceed. That's according to a federal judge that made that ruling this morning, at least part of that $250 million federal lawsuit. This is considered quite a blow to Elon Musk's company as it faces allegations that it helped some people use artists' music without permission. The music publishers behind this lawsuit include Universal, Sony, Warner Music Group. The suit also claims X delayed responding to copyright infringement notices and didn't take enough reasonable steps to combat repeat offenders. No comment from X this morning, but of course, this is a developing story today that we'll continue to follow.
Ken, thanks for that. Records show PCBs were found on the outside of NC State's Poe Hall in 2018. And more recently, Poe Hall closed in November after the cancer-causing chemicals were found inside the building. The 2018 testing found high levels of PCBs in the caulk on the exterior of the building, but it doesn't appear that follow-up testing was done inside. The university said it was part of a waterproofing project. Senators Ted Budd and Tom Tillis will have special guests at this year's State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol. This is where you're looking live right now. They'll be joined by the family of a Chapel Hill man who is being held hostage by Hamas. Keith Siegel and his wife Aviva were taken during the October 7th attack. She was released. Siegel's sister Lucy and niece Hannah will be at the State of the Union tomorrow. Both senators say they are working to bring Keith home safely.
We're looking at two big jackpots as the Mega Millions prize continues to climb. No one matched last night's jackpot prize. Friday's jackpot now climbs to $687 million. You may have won a smaller prize, though. The winning numbers on your screen, 2, 49, 50, 61, 70, and the Mega Ball is 14, Mega Plier is 2. The Powerball jackpot is also pretty big at $485 million. You can watch the next drawing tonight at 11 on WREL.
20 minutes before 9, Raleigh City Council failed to pass a resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. Coming up, what ceasefire supporters shouted in response that led to them being asked to leave.
And major changes coming to the Paris Olympics opening ceremony this summer. How terrorist threats and other security concerns are leading to scaling back the international event.
And we give you this live look over Sanford this morning as we wake up on a gloomy Wednesday morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let us know when the rain will hit your area after the break.
Lots of rain with this system, especially out ahead of this low. Along the warm front, we're seeing some scattered thunderstorms. See how far south they are? If we're going to see any of that in North Carolina, it's more likely to be from Wilmington up the coast. But we couldn't rule out an isolated thunderstorm for our area. Definitely the rain filling in pretty significantly across the region at this point. There's some spots where it isn't raining, but we'll continue to have this rain pushing in across the region all the way up until at least early to mid-afternoon. Let's take a look closer in. We're starting to see a little bit of a breakdown around Southern Pines and Rayford. Still some rain there in Fayetteville, but pushing on up towards Smithfield and Anger into southern Wake County, back across Pittsburgh and much of Chatham County right now. Steady to heavy around Rocky Mount, back down toward Wilson, Enfield, Roanoke Rapids, but a little bit of a break from, say, Wake Forest through Lewisburg and Henderson, sort of through the middle of the viewing area. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see the scattered showers with us on and off up until around lunchtime and into about the middle of the afternoon. From time to time, it's likely to be heavy, but it looks like as we get closer to the evening commute that we should be looking at just some isolated showers and maybe not as steady rain as we're looking at right now. There could be a few thunderstorms along the coast. Today is our statewide tornado drill. It happens at 9:30 this morning, so that's coming up in about 45 minutes. A lot of schools participate. Your workplace should participate as well, or at least you should know where your safe place is. Always a basement or the first floor, an interior room, small as you can get. At home, that's a closet potentially or a bathroom. Talk to your family about it. When everybody gets home this evening, make sure that you have a plan to get in a safe place and know where to be. Rocky Mount Mills, that rain's coming down right now. It is wet there. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s across most of the viewing area. Check in visibility. It's down in a few places just because of the low cloud cover and rain about half a mile in Durham and Raleigh right now. Current temperature 52 in Roxboro, 55 Goldsboro and Southern Pines, 57 in Fayetteville. Around town, low 60s in Durham and Raleigh and upper 60s for the high in Fayetteville this afternoon. Tomorrow looks great after a soggy day today. Sunshine and 70. And then we're looking at rain again on Saturday with temperatures in the mid-60s right now. It looks like we could see a significant amount of rain on Saturday, up to an inch today, up to another inch on Saturday. And it looks like it will be with us for a good chunk of the day. We spring forward Saturday night, and Sunday looks nice and sunny, Brian.
All right, it is 8:46. When a check-in on the northbound side of 147 heading away from Alston Avenue into downtown Durham. We had an earlier crash right around Fayetteville Road. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay, but certainly seeing some improvement over the past little while. About a 5-minute backup coming in from 885. However, because of those earlier delays, we have some significant backups on 885 northbound. About an 8-minute delay showing up right now from I-40 up toward the 147 interchange. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, look out for some slowdowns on 40 westbound right around Harrison Avenue heading out toward the airport this morning. We also still have that crash in Cary on 64 eastbound just before you get to that Tryon Road US 1 interchange there. So leaving Apex, you're going to hit those backups right around the Laura Duncan Road intersection through Lake Pine out toward US 1. Once you get to US 1 and Tryon Road, you're in good shape heading from there on into Cary. Elsewhere, through Garner, 40 westbound's looking good in both directions, and 40 looks fine on the south side of Durham as you head between Chapel Hill and South Durham.
There's no shortage of family-friendly fun coming up this weekend in the Triangle. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with details about a couple of free events that parents will want to check out there. But this first one, Kathy, it's not going to be for everyone because it involves snakes, but I'm all in.
Okay. We were just talking about it a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm fine
the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, they're going to be hosting Reptile and Amphibian Day on Saturday. It's a great day to go to the museum. Okay. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., both floors will be filled with live reptiles, lizards, snakes, frogs, toads, turtles. You can learn how to safely identify venomous and non-venomous snakes in the state. Even you can learn how to attract a snake to your yard. Apparently people do this. Apparently it's a big deal. Snake fans can also enjoy My First Snake Station, which will allow you to get up close with the snakes and even touch them. But snakes are not even the featured animal. Crocodiles are this year's featured animal. So you can learn a whole bunch of stuff about them as well. It's an event. It's free and open to the public. It's just a great way to get out with your family.
Very hands-on, it looks like, right? So there are some other free family events as well. Tell us about this free block party that's happening in Moore Square.
This is a big deal in my household because we love PBS Kids. So PBS North Carolina is kicking off their 2024 Rudel Road Store Tour. And they're doing it Saturday with a free block party outside of Marble's Kids Museum. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., interactive exhibits, PBS-themed activities. You've got an IMAX theater. They're going to have free screenings of Lila in the Loop. That's a new show. But if you want to go, you will not be able to go into the museum without a museum ticket. But everything else is outside, and it's free.
That is so cool. So much happening for families. For more information on all these events, just go to WRL.com, search the keyword family. Kathy, thanks.
The race for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor may be on its way to a runoff. In a race that featured 11 candidates, Hal Weatherman earned the highest percentage of votes, just under 20%. A candidate must get more than 30% of the votes to avoid a runoff. The runner-up in the race, Jim O'Neill, may request a runoff election. Whoever wins the nomination will face Democrat Rachel Hunt in November. And Raleigh City Council failed to pass a Gaza ceasefire resolution in a deadlock 4-4 vote. Councilor Mayor Black brought up the resolution and called for a vote at the end of Tuesday's meeting. And this all comes a month after the council could not agree to a resolution and said they would not bring one up. Councilors who voted against the resolution say they want peace, but they worry about dividing the community. Some pro-ceasefire supporters in the crowd shouted, "You are all cowards," as they were asked to leave the council chambers.
And authorities in Paris are making changes to the 2024 Summer Olympics Games opening ceremony. The tourists will no longer be allowed to watch that opening ceremony right along the Seine River there for free. It'll be by invitation only. The French government cited security concerns, including terrorist threats, for the changes. Originally, about 600,000 people would have been allowed to watch that ceremony for free right along the river. Invitations will now be given to towns hosting Olympic events, local sports organizations, and other Olympic organizers. Spring break is signaling warmer weather and potentially higher gas prices. National average for a regular gallon of gas is up 22 cents from a month ago. Researchers say those prices are expected to rise 10 cents in March and April because spring break is raising demand. The jump in cost also comes as distributors switch to the summer blend of gas, which is a higher grade and more expensive.
The annual flu shot is about to change this fall. An advisory panel to the FDA voted unanimously to change the makeup of the vaccine. The new version will only include A strains of the virus. Previous flu shots contained both A and B strains. Researchers say the B strain has not been detected in testing since March of 2020.
It is severe weather preparedness weekend this morning. A statewide tornado drill is planned for 9:30, so you may hear the tornado drill alert sounding on local radio stations. It'll also be broadcast through the NOAA weather radio if you have one of those.
Our teacher of the week never thought he would be an educator, but he's changing young lives right here in the Triangle. WRL's Brian Schrader heads to downtown Raleigh, who this person credits his colleagues for his success.
There you go. Congratulations. Yes.
Denya Hewitt never thought he wanted to be a teacher. Back in his home country of Jamaica, Hewitt's pastor convinced him to go to college and become an educator.
At first, I didn't like it, but as soon as I got into teaching practicum, doing my practicum at a school, I fell in love with just the changes that I was able to make in the classroom.
Hewitt's been teaching since 2009. He's been teaching at Wiley Elementary in Raleigh since 2016. Hewitt loves his second graders and his colleagues at Wiley.
We lean on each other. We support each other mentally, socially.
A parent told me Mr. Hewitt brought out the best in both of her sons.
The one that I had last year, I saw him blossom in from a bud to becoming a beautiful flower, and I do love that.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Denya Hewitt, WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And if you would like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
All right, before we head off to break, here are the winning lottery numbers. We will get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.